KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly, just like a machine gun.
The bump stocks were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices found the Trump administration did not follow federal law when it reversed course and banned bump stocks after a gunman in Las Vegas attacked a country music festival with assault rifles in 2017. A Texas gun shop owner challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Biden administration said it was a right call for the accessories that can allow a rate of fire similar to an automatic weapon. China today takes center stage at day two of the G7 summit ongoing in Italy.
They've begun their first session this morning. And the first session is about migration, which, of course, is a key challenge for many of the countries, not least Italy, actually, which receives the highest number of migrant arrivals in the European Union. And then the leaders will begin to talk about China, which is a major challenge, of course, to this club of Western democracies. On China specifically, they will be talking partly about the problem of overproduction of Chinese goods.
That is BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. It was another round of thunderstorms sweeping across to waterlogged South Florida on Thursday. Hallandale Beach resident Charlay Johnson says she didn't panic when some 5 feet of water spilled into her parking lot.
Flew in through both entrances, just came in from both sides, and I was not overwhelmed. However, I've been through this. I'm from the Keys. I've been through it a lot.
Thursday was a third consecutive day of tropical downpours. Stock values lower on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down by 314 points. This is SRN News. Scotland is imposing new measures against pro-lifers.
Lawmakers have passed a buffer zone law that will ban demonstrations, including silent prayer, within one city block of all abortion clinics. Scottish pro-lifers say the new law is a violation of civil liberties and criminalizes dissent. Buffer zones have been tried in the U.S. and mostly struck down by the courts, but this country has stronger religious freedom and free speech laws than does Scotland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, has failed in his challenge to World Aquatics rules that stop him from competing in elite women's races. Three judges at the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled Thomas does not have standing to bring the case. He had asked the court in Switzerland to overturn rules approved in 2022 that he claims are unlawful and discriminatory against him. This is SRN News. A House committee has issued subpoenas to 15 Biden cabinet secretaries to hand over documents regarding what they call a voter mobilization scheme.
In March of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order called Promoting Access to Voting, which states that executive departments and agencies shall partner with state, local, tribal, and territorial election officials, eliminate discrimination and other barriers to voting, and expand access to voter registration and accurate election information. Representative Brian Steele of Wisconsin called Biden's executive order, quote, an attempt to tilt the scales ahead of the 2024 election. As chairman of the Committee on House Administration, Steele issued the subpoenas to get detailed plans of how cabinet secretaries will advance the agenda before the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Attention would-be home buyers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average weekly rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dipped slightly to 6.95% this week, down from 6.99% a week ago. More details at SRNnews.com.